USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Walter Wallace Jr., the Philadelphia man, shot and killed Monday by police after he was approaching officers with a knife and refusing orders to put the weapon down, led to many nights of rioting and looting. The family attorney says the family is seeking justice, but they are not seeking for the officers to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
The family does intend to file a wrongful death suit. Two suspects in Florida have been arrested after being accused of stealing mail and mail-in ballots earlier this week. Using a homemade device capable of lifting letters out of a Dropbox has been reported by the Sun Sentinel newspaper. The suspects were identified as Junior Alexander Cabral, 28 years of age, and Vladimir Cabral Cuevas, 20, USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the latest.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
The United States has roughly 0.5% mortality rate at this time. About 200 migrants were aboard a boat that caught fire and capsized on Saturday, hours after it had left Senegal for the Canary Islands. That's according to the International Organization for Migration. At least 140 people drowned. The Senegalese and Spanish navies, as well as nearby fishermen, were able to rescue 59 people. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old-school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
It does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Icon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.